Welcome to Time for Revival with Pastor Vivian McCalman of Healing and Miracle Church in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, call 347-365-4483 or email them at myjesusheals@outlook.com. Now, here's Pastor Vivian.
Praise the Lord, I greet you in the ever living, never failing, always healing, life transforming name of Jesus, the anointed Son of God. Always a great joy to be with you on the broadcast. We have been sharing about divine healing. This is indeed a vast topic, but by God's grace, I've endeavored to make it as simple as possible. It is said that the human body consists of something like, say, 90 different organs, depending on how you're looking at it. And when it comes to this bodily function, if one of those organs are in problem, it can cause a lot of pain. Yes, a lot of pain. In thinking about pain, think about the pain so many people have gone through from the coronavirus in the last year or so. Many have lost loved ones, many have been through sickness and disease and are still taking toll on their bodies. Yes, can we stop and pray a while for them? Maybe you have been through this situation and it hasn't touched your church, it hasn't touched your family members, but think about those who are in pain. And if you're one of those who are in pain, agree with me in prayer right now as we pray that God will heal you and restore you and give you a new vision and hope of the future. Amen. Let's join our hearts. Difference in distance and time does not change anointing prayer. Join your heart with me right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those who have been hurt by this coronavirus disease. I pray, Lord, we pray, Lord, that they will find strength to cope with the changes they have to face daily. In Jesus' name we pray that the pain of losing loved ones will be healed. We pray that the fear of the effect of this disease will be removed. Lord, you said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. We ask, Father, in Jesus' name, that the light of Christ will shine in our hearts and bring great renewal and refreshing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your Son. And everybody say amen and amen. Amen. You know, in Psalms 139 verse 16, the Bible says, thine eyes did see my substance being yet unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Yes, thine eyes did see my substance being yet unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet none of them was there. He's talking about the formation of the bodies in the womb of God, intricately put things together for us. We all came through that process. Amen. God forming us together in the womb. Be encouraged, my friend. Yes, be encouraged. The same God who formed you in the womb is able to heal you when you are sick. And that's what we are talking about today. We are talking about healing is God's will for you. That's what we are talking about. And in this message in particular, we are talking today about healing is an inseparable part of the redemption plan of God. In other words, you cannot separate healing from God's redemption plan. Some people take salvation of their spirits, they take restoration of their minds, but then they refuse to take healing, whereas God has put it all together in one plan. Amen. Healing is a part of God's redemption plan, is what we are talking about. But in the broader areas, we have been talking many things about healing. Last week, under this topic of healing is God's will for you, we said God's will to heal is shown in his willingness to heal. Yes, God's will to heal is shown in his willingness to heal. We have some other topics that we will visit under this area of God's healing plan. We will talk about, amen, we need to work on the receiving end of healing because the divine side is fine. People need to know to receive from God divine healing, and you have to teach them that. Amen. We'll talk about some things that hinder divine healing. We talk about divine healing begins in the spirit, and we will look at many Bible ways to be healed. So much to talk about healing. It's a very vast topic. As I say often, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm simply a preacher encouraging people to use their faith in God and to receive from Him. That's what I'm about. Encourage you to use your faith in God and receive from Him. You see, the human body is a marvelous creation by God. But sickness, sin, and disease can impede its glory. But, however, God works with our faith and knowledge of His promises to defeat Satan's plan against our bodies. Yes, my friend, Satan has a plan against your body. He wants to incapacitate you as much as he can. He's a thief. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God works with our faith and our knowledge of His promises to defeat Satan's plan against our bodies. And this is one reason why it's so necessary that I preach divine healing. We live in a world where people dishonor the body God has given them. And this leads to a world of confusion, sickness, disease, and pain. The truth, of course, is that all sickness and disease can be traced to the original sin in the Garden of Eden when Adam failed. But our God is still the healer. And the mercy of God is able to touch you. Maybe you've been attacked by sickness and you're thinking because of your past sins, God will not heal you. I am here with good word from God to you that God is merciful. And as you repent of your sin, God will save you. And as you believe Him and keep calling upon Him and even joining your faith with me as I preach here, believe God to touch you and raise you up, for there is no distance with God. Amen. We read the story of the centurion last week when he said to the Lord Jesus Christ, "Just speak your word. Stay where you are, Jesus. You don't have to come to my place, but speak the word and my servant will be healed." And so today, even as I speak God's word, I pray that faith will come alive in your heart. And you will receive healing. And don't forget to write and share your testimony with us what God is doing in your life. Amen. My desire is to get people to see God's viewpoint on this matter. Amen. To see how God, by the help of the Holy Spirit, is working to accomplish in the lives of people, in the lives of our world today. Healing, signs, wonders, miracles. These are all the work of the Spirit in our day and age in which we live. And we must believe it. We must expect it. We must pray for it. We need more intercessors who will pray for God's mighty work to be manifested in and around our churches today. My friends, let's pray for it. For as we pray for it, we will see more of these things. In the mighty name of Jesus, God is calling on all His saints to pray and to see that His mighty hand can be made manifest. And the devil's plan can be brought to naught, especially in sickness and disease. The devil's plan is to use sickness as an instrument to stop the prosperity and the well-being of families and individuals. Think about the families and individuals whose lives are torn apart by sickness and disease. That's the devil's plan, to stop the well-being of families and individuals with sickness and diseases. The devil's plan is to use sickness and disease as an instrument to stop the work of God in the lives of individuals. He tried to do that to me quite recently, but thank God I resist him. One of these days I share with you the challenge the devil tried to bring against me, and I'm preaching divine healing, but thank God I'm healed, I'm well, I'm strong by the hand of God. How can you be a good servant of God when your body is dominated by sickness? Satan's plan is to stop you, but you rise and resist him in the name of Jesus and use the word of God against him and say, "Devil, get under my feet. I'm healed by the stripes of Christ." So his plan is to stop the well-being of individuals and families in sickness, to stop God from using his servants. The devil's plan is to use sickness as an instrument to stop God's work and move on this planet. Think about what happened in the churches from the coronavirus, and so many of them had to shut their doors and don't preach for such a long time. Amen. It hurt the kingdom of God, of course. Many preachers who have been touched by God have brought changes to our generation. Many of them were healed as Satan tried to destroy them by sickness and disease. But God healed them, and they have changed our generations. Think about men like Kenneth Hagin, men like Oral Roberts, men like Lester Summerall. These are some of the men whom God has healed. They were at their death's bed, about to die. Satan put a clamp on them to take them out. But then the healing hand of God touched them and brought them from the powers of darkness. And they have been a blessing to our generation and theirs. Hallelujah. So you see, the devil's plan is to stop people from having a good life with sickness and disease. But thank God, Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Go with me to the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, where the Bible says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it's written, cursed is everyone who is hanging on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Yes, Christ Jesus, the Anointed One, as redeem us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it's written, curses everyone that is hanging on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Amen. Here the Bible says Christ has redeemed us. It is talking about God's redemption plan. Amen. And we're saying that healing is a part of, as is an inseparable part of God's redemption plan. To put it simple, to redeem is to buy back or establish your claim on what was yours. In God's redemption plan, yes, in God's redemption plan, he bought us back from sin and the dominion of Satan because man fell in the Garden of Eden. You see, when Adam and Eve fell, the total man fell, and that includes spirit, soul, and body. It follows that God's redemption plan must include man's spirit, man's soul, and man's body. The Bible makes it clear that our spirit is redeemed by the blood of Jesus, our minds are renewed by the word of God, and our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus, so that the healing of the body is an inseparable part of the redemption plan. People so often accept the healing that comes through the blood of Jesus, or rather the cleansing that comes through the blood of Jesus, but refuse the healing that comes by stripe. My friend, we need not separate them. They belong to the same package. We need to arise and enforce them. The Apostle Paul was writing to the churches in Galatia. He was letting them know that Christ has delivered them from the curse of the law and has brought to them the blessing of Abraham. Yes, he did. You see, my friend, the curse of the law includes all sickness, all diseases, and the blessing of Abraham includes healing also from all sickness and all diseases. The curse of the law, the curse of disobeying the law, is mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 8. The curses of the law are mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 to 68. This includes all sicknesses and disease mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 61. Pardon me, in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 61, where it says, and also every sickness and every plague which is not written in this book of the law, them will the Lord bring upon you until thou be destroyed. I hope you're taking notes, you know. This verse, Deuteronomy chapter 20 and verse 61, is a very striking verse. It is talking not only of those sickness and diseases that are mentioned in Deuteronomy, but all others that one can think about, even our modern sickness and diseases. He says, and also every sickness and every plague that is not written in this book of the law, them will also the Lord bring upon you until he destroys. Talking about those who have broken the law and walk away from God, how they open the door for all these sickness and disease to come upon them. Think about every sickness and every plague in the past, the present, and future that one can imagine. It's going to be a large number indeed. Some sicknesses of our modern time include cancer, AIDS, cardiovascular disease, COVID-19, diabetes, and so many more. Most of these diseases are man-made. It seems as though every time you conquer disease, another one seems to come up. And the reason is because of the operation of sin on the earth. Amen. But thank God we have been redeemed and cleansed from the powers of the enemy. But the Bible says that we have been redeemed from all the sickness and the curse and the diseases through the blood of Christ. In other words, healing has been provided for us. I told a story some time back on this broadcast about a Christian woman who was 82 years old and went into a Brooklyn hospital at the time of COVID-19. That is a prime time when this thing was spreading and people were dying like flies. She was shut off from her relatives for about 3 months, but there was constant prayer and intercession for her. And even though young people and all kinds of people were dying in the hospital, God brought her through that situation well and strong. She came out well and strong just because of prayer and the hand of God. Now listen to me, as a child of God, I'm not telling you to do any presumptuous things, but you can claim immunity against COVID-19, anything, in the mighty name of Jesus, for Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. My friends, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. As is written, curse is everyone that is hung upon the tree, that the blessing of Abraham, we are called to walk in the blessing of Abraham, which is the blessing that faith brings. As we walk in the blessing of Abraham, we can expect to walk in divine health. Abraham lived until he was 175 years old, and he lived in divine health. In fact, we see the first mention of prayer for healing being done by Abraham, as Abraham prayed for the healing of Abimelech and his house. Yes, the first mention of prayer for healing in the Bible was done by Abraham. If you go to Genesis chapter 20, let me read the old story for you. It says, in Genesis chapter 20, and Abraham journeyed from there to the south and dwelt in Kadesh and Shur, and stayed in Gerar. And Abraham said of his wife Sarah, she is my sister, and Abimelech king of Gerar sent and took her. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said unto him, indeed you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not yet come near, and he said, Lord, will you slay a righteous nation also? Did you not say unto me, she is my sister, and she even herself said, he is my brother? In the integrity of my heart, in the innocence of my hands, I have done this. And God said to him in a dream, yes, I know you did it in the integrity of your heart, and then, for I would held you from sinning against me, therefore I did not let you touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you shall live. But if you do not restore, know that you shall surely die, you and all that are yours. Now you have to understand something about Abraham. What Abraham did here was not right, but he was just, you can call, a young Christian. His faith was not mature as yet. Sometimes we talk about Abraham as being this great man of faith, but never realize his faith was a journey whereby he started trusting and believing God, until his faith was so perfected, until he was willing to offer his son Isaac on the altar. But he did not begin there. He began with his faith in baby steps. And maybe your faith are going through baby steps. God, you make it to them. Amen. The Bible says, so Abraham rose up, supplied him in verse 8 of Genesis chapter 20. So Abimelech rose up early in the morning and called his servants and told them all these things in the hearing. And the men were very much afraid. And Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, what have you done this to us? Oh, have I offended you that you have brought on me and on my kingdom so great sin? You have done deed to me which ought not to be done. Then Abimelech said to Abraham, what did you have in view that you have done this thing? And Abraham said, because I thought surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will kill me on account of my wife. But if we skip a little bit and go a little further, we find in the last verse of this chapter where the Bible says, so Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his male servants, and they bore children. Abraham prayed to God. 4,000 years ago, Abraham exercised his faith and prayed for the whole nation, and God healed them How much more will God use us to pray today for people to be healed after Jesus Christ went to the cross and shed his precious blood for us and took 39 stripes on his back? Be bold to pray for people to be healed, and be bold and daring to receive healing if you need it. In the name of Jesus Christ, God's Son. Amen. I want to encourage you to make some bold confession of healing. Amen. Use Deuteronomy 26. In fact, Deuteronomy 28, 61, and Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13. You see, in Deuteronomy 28 and 61, it says, every sickness and every disease is a curse of the law. You see, every sickness and every disease is a curse of the law. But Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, so I have no sickness. And I have no disease in Jesus' name. This is a confession you're making before God. It doesn't matter how you feel. Write it down. Deuteronomy 28:61 and Galatians 3:13. Confess to yourself. Say, every sickness and every disease is a curse of the law, according to Deuteronomy 28:61. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, so I'm healed from every sickness and every disease. Keep confessing it before the Lord, and God will bring great healing in your heart. Amen. Just before I bring this broadcast to a close, I want to encourage you to be a supporter of this move of God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9 and 6, He which spareth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in the heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Be a cheerful giver. And sow a monthly seed into keeping this broadcast coming your way. You may give by a website using your debit or your credit card. That is healingandmiraclechurch.com. Again, healingandmiraclechurch.com. You can give via Zelle or Zelle using the number 917-603-3634. You can also contact us by mail at our mailing address, Healing and Miracle Church. Healing and Miracle Church, 3519 Newkirk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. Our services are Sunday at 10:30 a.m. and on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at that address, 3519 Newkirk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. You can also email us at our email address, myjesusheals@outlook.com. If you're sick, put your hand on your heart. Let me pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, every pestilence, every demon, every work of Satan. I command you, devils and sickness and disease, loose the people and let them go free. For the word of God says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. I send the word of God to bring healing and deliverance to the people. And I say it's done in Jesus' name. And if you're not born again, put your hand on your heart and say, Lord Jesus, please forgive my sins and come into my heart. And he will come in. And remember to write us or call us. You may call us at 917-603-3634. You can also give on that number via Zelle. You can also call for prayer at 347-365-4483. That is 347-365-4483. You can visit our website at healingandmiraclechurch.com. Healingandmiraclechurch.com. Email us at myjesusheals@outlook.com. Until the next broadcast, the Lord bless you and know that healing is yours in Jesus' name. Amen.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. Well.
Tune in every Tuesday night at 9:30 and Saturday morning at 10:30 for Time for Revival with Pastor Vivian McCalman from Healing and Miracle Church. Join them for Sunday morning services at 10:30 and Thursday evenings at 7:30 at 3519 Newkirk Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. Email them at myjesusheals@outlook.com or call 917-603-3634 or 347-365-4483.